Hello and welcome to the second edition of the 2012 season GoMeAndGreen.com post-game show. This is Evan.
This is Harry.
And we are watching North Texas kneel the ball down with a minute and 18 seconds left to go. Harry, this has been a roller coaster of a game.
It's been a great game. It's been an exciting, at times frustrating, but at the end of the game, this is a big win for the program. This was a much needed win. Lafayette, give them all the credit. They are a good football team, and they won a bowl game last year. To get this win, after just basically a disappointing performance against Houston, you got to be happy if you're a North Texas fan tonight.
Last week we both went down to Houston, and I think one of the things we were excited about was, man, there was a huge crowd of North Texas fans there. Really great traveling group. And when it was all said and done, man, we laid a big egg. But not this week. We had a great showing of students, and I'm telling you, this was probably the second best student crowd of the year. They came out for this ESPN game, and you can't complain.
You got to be pleased about the game plan. It was frustrating at times, a lot of running, a lot of trying to control the line of scrimmage, but at the end of the day, our offensive line won the ball game for us. I also, as a secondary consideration, have to give props to Ivan Delgado. What a great game that guy had. And then, of course, Jimerson, huge on the touchdown run, basically to ice the game. So,
okay, there goes the ending.
It is official.
It is the ending. North Texas wins 30-23. And let me tell you, what you hear the fans going crazy is the students on the other side, because the football team is headed over to the stands.
They are.
And there is probably half the students left, or maybe three quarters of them left, and they are excited. At one point we were down by quite a bit, and people were starting to leave the game thinking we couldn't come back, and we did.
Yeah, I mean, at halftime, you're sitting there going, here we go again. We've been down this road before. You give up big plays, you do something good, you score a touchdown, you get a field goal, and then you give up a touchdown the other way. This is one of those games where Mac looks really smart. Mac kept pounding the ball into that defensive line that was supposed to be, my understanding was, one of the top 10 run defenses in the country. And for our offensive line to continue to work and make those holes for the running backs, you got to be happy with the performance. And let's give Derek Thompson credit while we're at it, too. He had some nice throws tonight.
A couple of things that we were always hard on. We were always, I'd say the first half, we were definitely hard on Derek Thompson. Derek Thompson still overthrowing, still making a few mistakes, but he made the passes when they counted and some great grabs by the receivers. One Thompson pass was right on the money. Just Breland was well covered.
That was a touchdown.
Yeah, it would have been a touchdown. Breland was well covered, though, and he bobbled it. It would have been a spectacular catch, but it went for a drop. But there's a lot of stats here to look at that shows that North Texas came back.
We dominated the stats. I mean, we were rushing the ball well throughout the entire game. We just could not convert in the red zone, and we had to settle for a couple of field goals. But things started to open up as the game went along. And, give credit to Mac and the coaching staff. They saw something with Lafayette that said, hey, we can beat these guys down over time. And let's give some credit to the defense, too. They broke at times, no doubt about it. But in the end, holding this explosive Lafayette offense to, 23 points, that's what it took to win the ball game, and they did it.
The defense really made adjustments. The second half, they really started to clamp down and not letting these guys run it down the field. They had to punt the ball. We put them in a position where they were on like the 1 yard line. The students, I really think that the noise here, I know we talked to different people about what it is, but really the noise, I think, really affected them in certain situations, and it's great to see. Right now you can hear in the background the band's playing, the alma mater, and all the players are still over there. They're still on the other side of the field. Now they're running around clapping hands with the students, hanging off
shaking
the edge.
Hands.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Great
this is
scene.
Great. They know it. And one of the things, we can go back to the game in a second, but we got here, and what was the main concern is this is a nationally televised game. What kind of a crowd are we going to bring to it? And I can tell you, Harry, right now that there was not a concern. These students showed up.
They did. They came up big time, and what a great sign for this program. They haven't had a lot of wins. They haven't had a lot of things to hang their hat on, but, from the bridge opening, which we got to see today. That was a great student turnout.
A lot of students there. The band went marching across. We've got some pictures posted, but overall, that was a great turnout for the new bridge. And walking across it, it's really cool. And you said you were walking across it where everybody. I was standing back taking pictures, but you were walking across it with everybody on it. That'd have been a little freaky.
It was really a neat scene. I mean, just to see that, you know, a $2.53 million bridge gets built and it's there for the students. The students are there to appreciate it. This was a great day for North Texas, Evan. I mean, honestly, this was a really nice win. I understand we're not playing Notre Dame here, but this is a Lafayette team that won a bowl against San Diego State and impressively last year and handled us pretty well last year. This is a great win for the program.
No doubt. It was a great win. We did a good showing on national television. So, you know, I want to go home and see how it looked. But, you know, just with the amount of students we had, all the cameras are on the alumni side looking over at the students. It had to have looked great. So I think it was a great showing for the program, a great showing for the university, and we could all be proud. And
30-23, big Mean Green win over University of Lafayette, Louisiana Lafayette. And if you're a Mean Green fan, you're going to sleep good tonight.
I tell you, I did break the rule. I was yelling. And I had lost my voice, and I knew we would be doing this. And I was like, man, I can't keep yelling because I'm going to lose my voice on here. But, yeah, I did. Right now it is 11:45. These 8 o'clock games are for the birds, man.
I will say this. Tomorrow's going to be a long work day. But you know what? Ooh. The win makes it so much easier for all of us. So kudos to the team for giving us the W.
Lafayette brought their band. I brought a small section of fans, but they did bring their band, so that was kind of great. It really filled up the stands. But let's talk about performance on the field. You talked about Ivan Delgado. He made some spectacular grabs. One of them was a fingertip, and he brought it back in and, you know, brought it in.
Yeah, we've got third quarter stats. He had 5 receptions for 84 yards, but it always seemed at opportune times, like when we had a 3rd and 12, you know. You know, the guy just didn't drop anything all night. And this guy's a walk-on, you know, a former walk-on that's now on scholarship that's really making a major contribution. So we have to feel good about that. We really do. The other guys that I need to give some mention to, let's give the defensive line a little bit of credit. They got no pressure on the quarterback in the first half. Somehow they dug deep in the second half and started to pressure the Louisiana Lafayette quarterback, and that made a difference. That started turning the tide in our favor, and you got to give them credit for that.
All right, we just got the fourth quarter stats. They were kind enough to bring them to us. Look at this, Zachary Orr. Great night. 9 totals. I'm sorry, 9 tackles for Zachary Orr. 7 for Marcus Trice. Marcus Trice was all over the place. So we see Whitfield again and Phillips. I thought the defense, the whole bend, do not break mentality was really worked for us tonight.
Hey, you know, something jumping out of me on these final stats. Mr. Jimerson, Jim, as we call him on the board, he had 2 receptions for 106 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Those were huge, spectacular.
That reception for the touchdown to basically ice the game, that's a highlight film play.
No doubt. Andrew Power, 4 receptions. That's got to be a career high.
Andy had a great game. He's fought injuries all year long, but he came up big, especially in the running game. I think when he's on the field, our running game goes up a notch.
Love the tight end. Love seeing him go down there and just bullnose his way through there. It was spectacular.
I'm going to give a little credit to Brandon Bird. I know he doesn't get the big long plays and stuff, but boy, he was tough on the run inside the tackles, baby.
He was. He pounded it down, especially towards
89 yards, 22. That's workhorse, you know. That's 89 yards on 22 carries. That's pretty darn impressive.
Well, one of them going towards this north end zone here, one of our scoring drives, he was just pounding it up there, and he was wearing out their defensive line. And that was great to see from him because, you know, we got several running backs here that we just don't know who's going to. You got Jimerson, Brown, Bird. All these guys look pretty good. And what can you say about Breland Chancellor? It's not already been said.
He's amazing. He dropped that one long touchdown pass, but, boy, he had that great touchdown run on the sort of reverse, you know, play that
– We ran that twice. One of them, he made it a long way down. The second time, he ran it for a touchdown, and you just did not see that coming.
Zach Ward needs a little bit of love from us for the interception that kind of, you know, turnovers. That's a key for Mac. He did not turn the ball over again tonight. And Lafayette did, and that makes a big difference in who wins and loses. That, you know, the odds are in our favor, so that's another positive.
All right, let's mention somebody else that we were really down on a few weeks ago. The last time we did one of these, Zach Olin.
Zach Olin has completely recovered from the down start of this season, and he has been rock solid. I congratulate him as well.
He did very good tonight, and you got to think that this is Zach Olin who missed those three field goals. Mine was just not there, and you know the main thing with the kickers, we know he's got the leg, but his just mind wasn't in it to come back to pull this off. And you got to give some credit to the coaching staff and how they used him after that, those three misses, how they brought him into the next game and everything. I he got his mind back together tonight. He showed it. He made it when it counted. The kickoffs were good. You know, I'm just real happy with his performance.
They never got to return a kickoff except maybe once the whole game. But, yeah, great performance.
At the very end there, they returned one, and that was kind of different. But
hey, this is a big win for the program. If you're a fan, you got to be happy about it. I just can't say enough good things. We're back in the Sun Belt race. I don't have all the wins and losses by the teams, but the reality of it is we're back in business here, and couldn't be happier as a fan.
That's right. So the teams definitely come together. And the next home game is not for several weeks, November 3rd, when we play Arkansas State.
I believe
believe we don't know which one.
Yeah,
we play.
We're up here without all our
it's
stuff.
A homecoming game. So that'll be great to see everybody out. And this you got to know this is going to help bring more fans to the game.
Well, it's still we got some great challenges ahead of us. But to get this win at home in front of a huge student crowd, you can't ask for better on national TV, too. I mean, come
That's
on.
Right. This is great for the program. I can't wait to go home and watch it. Now, a couple of things I do want to bring up. One thing North Texas needs to do is learn how to get a streaker. A guy ran out on the field, for those of you that weren't watching the game, or if you weren't watching at home, or if you were watching at home, you didn't see it, but a streaker ran out on the game, but he forgot to take his clothes off. He just kind of ran on the field, and then he got to the end zone. I would have taken it out the gate and maybe off to the side and run into the field and never be seen again.
It was still entertaining, though.
It was entertaining. The students got a kick out of it, but he just stopped at the end and waited for them to come get him. And it was so you know, there was no climax to that whatsoever. It just ended. So that was a little crazy. One thing that we got to do, and I wrote this down earlier, is we've got to get a pass rush. I know this is a broken record, but we did not have any sacks on there. We had a few that were close, but the guy had all day to throw the ball.
It got better in the second half. It really did. There were some adjustments made. I want to give him credit where credit's due, but that is an area I agree that we need to focus on.
Well, what's changed since that first game? I mean, because the first game against LSU, we had three sacks, and we've seemed to have gotten worse from that. Was LSU just not prepared? Did we change? Did we lose somebody? What happened there?
I think it's a combination of things. I think part of it's the coverages. They're trying to get an extra defensive back on the field. But, you know, at the end of the day, you just got to produce, and we've got four guys rushing the passer. We got to get better at that if we want to win some more games this season.
All right, so with that, Harry, you got anything else to add? It looks like the band's heading back. Everybody's trying to get out of Dodge here because it's almost midnight. These 8 o'clock games are for the birds, man.
Yeah, but you know what? This is a sweet one because it's a W and it's at home. So
it is, man. It's
great. We'll be okay. And just again, congratulations to the team, the coaching staff, and the students tonight. What a great turnout they gave us.
I guarantee you, Mac is saying on the post-game show that he was excited that the students came out like they did, and that was much appreciated. A couple little other notes, and you probably heard it on the radio broadcast. For those of you that listen to the radio broadcast, Booger Kennedy was here tonight. So was Lance Dunbar.
Yeah, that was cool to see him out in the stands.
Yeah. Since it was a Tuesday night, I guess he could make it. So those are great things to see. So with that, we will leave you. Sorry, we're a little hectic tonight, but the end of the game didn't prepare because we were so excited. So, you know, you gotta love that. You got to love a win anytime we can get them, and hopefully we'll see more this year. So with that,
Go Mean Green.
Go Mean Green.